Kia ora e te whānau, nau mai hoki mai ki Māori Millennia. Welcome to the show. If you are new here, welcome to your first Māori Millennia podcast episode. Just before we get started, a bit of a disclaimer. Today I'm going to be talking vulnerably about my journey with mental health, suicide, all other things. So if that's not something that you can listen to at the moment, please don't listen to this episode. So I'm just going to dive straight into it. At 17, I was very depressed. I was suicidal. I hated my life. I hated everything, basically. And a lot of my relationships were very volatile. And I ended up dropping out of high school at that time. I was quite a high achiever at school, quite nerdy. I won a lot of awards, like top of my class, things like that. And so I could have gone to uni with scholarships. I could have gotten ducks, all of the different things. But due to my mental health and a few other reasons, I didn't. And so that was really tricky for me because I went to uni with not much preparation in terms of like money and things like that. And it was my own decision to do that. And so people had told me that this wouldn't be a wise decision, that I should finish school and all of the different things like that. And so I felt like an absolute failure because I had made this decision. I was like, no, I know better. I'm just going to do it anyway. And I had got there and I was like, oh my gosh, maybe these people were right. Maybe I should have stayed at school. Maybe I should have done this. Oh my gosh. And I just went down the spiral of like, I suck. My life sucks. And it's all my fault. And that was a really challenging period of my life because I didn't know how I was going to get out of it. I didn't know if it would ever get better. And I remember this moment in time where I actually felt like my life was going to be like this forever. I was just going to be depressed. I was going to be massively overweight. I was going to just have a crappy life. Like, that's genuinely how I felt at that point in time. I was also addicted to weed, and that only made things worse. Weed is a depressant, and I just felt very lost, very stuck, very overwhelmed, and I desperately wanted to change my life, but I had no idea how I was going to do this. And at 18, I had this epiphany where I realized that my life was going to suck for as long as I allowed it to. I realized that there were people in this world who had it much worse than me, and they were able to completely transform their lives. They were able to use less than what I had and build something incredible, build something massive. And a lot of people talk down on social media as if it's the worst place on earth, but I think if you use it correctly, it can also change your life. And that's what it did for me because I started using social media to motivate me because I knew no one in my physical reality that had overcome the things that I had overcome. I knew no one who had lost the amount of weight that I wanted to lose. I knew no one who had overcome a drug addiction. I'm just, no, I did know. Yeah, but like not with weed. I didn't know anyone who had done it. And so there was no evidence that I could do it because I didn't know anyone. And so on social media, I was able to find people who had changed their lives, who had transformed them. And I started to be extremely inspired and motivated by these people. And that's the first kind of part of this is like having this inspiration to change. And that's probably where you're at listening to this episode. You're like, I really want to change. I can see this girl on the internet. She's done it. Like, how can I do it too? And that's perfect because that's where you start. But this is what you do beyond that because inspiration, motivation, you will know that's only one part of it. That's not going to keep you going when the going gets tough and you're not getting the results you want to see. Maybe you're not feeling like it today. Maybe life is just throwing you curveballs all the time. You're struggling. And so I am going to break down the exact things that I did to be able to fully transform my life. I went from living paycheck to paycheck. I was borrowing money for the craziest of things. I hated my life. Depressed, 183 kgs, turbulent relationships, the list goes on, basically. My life was a mess, and this is exactly what I did to change it. The first thing was I made a decision. Great results start by first making the decision that you are done. You are done living like this, you were done settling, and you are willing to do whatever it takes in order to change your life. Now, this is like a switch. People ask me, what was that like? What was that switch like? And it's really hard to articulate, but basically the switch just switched in me where I was like, nah, I'm literally over this. I'm done. Like it was so many days of living the same life, the same cycles, seeing it in other people, seeing it in other, just in the world, seeing people struggle. And I was like, nah, like surely there's something better out there for us. There's something better in this world than just struggling, 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 struggling. And the switch just flipped. And I was like, no, I am over this and I'm going to do whatever it takes to change this. And I think now that I look back on it, it's like you've got to want to change more than you've got to want to stay in your comfort zone, because people don't realize this, but it's actually an addiction to chaos and to problems. I was addicted to that. I was addicted to the messiness. I was addicted to problems. I was addicted to things not working out, because that was my mindset. It was like, no, nothing ever works out for me. I always lose. I never win. I always try things and it never works. And I'm a victim and it's all your guys' fault. And, that was my mindset. And breaking away from that is really difficult, because that's what your nervous system has decided is safe and comfortable, because that's what you've learned is normal. But on the other side of that, your nervous system can heal and it can be like, actually, we don't have to live like this. We do not have to continue these cycles. And it's really, really difficult. But it is possible, and it starts with that decision. And after that decision, you've actually got to make changes. You've got to start. Now, what I would do in this state is I would not overwhelm yourself with too many things. I started by literally walking for 5 minutes a day. Now, at the time, that was a lot for me. That was really hard for me to do. And to a lot of people I've shared this with, they're like, that's not that hard. Like, it's a 5 minute walk. Meet yourself where you're at, okay? For me, that was hard, because I would walk down to the end of my road and back and I would be puffed out. I would be exhausted because I didn't exercise at all. And so I would meet yourself where you're at, decide what you can realistically consistently stick to. You want this to be a bit challenging, but also not so challenging that it overwhelms you that you don't do it. And yeah, that's basically it. You want to start by making small, tiny changes. And before you start, I would also really recommend that you start by taking a progress photo, weigh yourself, measure yourself. One thing I really wish I did at the start of my journey was doing a body scan, because I did one, I think maybe 6 months or a year in or something like that. And my metabolic age, that's like the age of your body, was literally almost double my age. So I think I was like 19 and my metabolic age was 37, which is crazy. It's now since gone down to less than my age. So I'm 22 now, and I think the last time I did a body scan, it was at like 20. But I'm going off on a tangent here. You want to start by taking messy action, but still action, and you want to consistently do that. And that's tip number three, is you've got to keep going. There were days I had arguments that fully sent me spiraling. This is what I mean by I was addicted to chaos. So I was like, I would have an argument and I'd be like, oh my gosh, like I've got to go to Macca's, I've got to buy 10 pack of chicken nuggets, I've got to do all the things that self-soothe me because I don't know how to manage my feelings. Now, I was still doing all of these things at the start of my journey, but what I didn't not do was go on my walk. So every time something like that happened, I still consistently showed up and went on the walk. That was the only thing that I did. I didn't focus on my food. I was still drinking E2s every day. I was still doing all of the other unhealthy habits in my life. The only thing that changed was I went on a walk every day. Now, walking alone isn't going to change much, but what this did was it built confidence for me that I could consistently show up and do something that was uncomfortable, that I wasn't used to, that was scary. Now, just to relate this to your finances and to money, this is the same concept. So if you put away $5 a week into your KiwiSaver, if you put $5 away into your safety net, You're going to start building consistency and building the confidence that you can do this, even if it's a little bit. And with that, you're going to be able to build on that and build momentum from that. And that's number four, let consistency fuel you, not the results. So at the beginning of your journey, you're not going to become like Kylie Jenner overnight, like, or at all, really. But like, you know what I'm saying? You're not going to completely change your life overnight. You have to allow something to keep you going that is not the results, because the results do not come instantly. Results come after the action, not before. So you have to let your consistency fuel you. You have to let that be the thing that's like, oh my gosh, I've gone on a 5-minute walk for 10 days in a row. I am literally going to win at life. And you've got to start telling yourself this stuff. You've got to start brainwashing yourself, just like you would usually go, oh, I never stick at things. Oh, I always try and it never works. Oh my gosh. You've got to actually start talking to yourself in a positive way. Oh my gosh, I went on a 5-minute walk for 3 days in a row. I am incredible. I am the best thing ever. I am so consistent. I am so good at what I do. I'm literally changing my life. And you've got to start talking to yourself in that way. Number five is, once you feel comfortable with one habit, add another. So build on this. So my first thing I think was cutting out sugary drinks. So what I did was, I was going on, I think it started moving into like from a 5-minute walk, then I was all good with that. Then it became a 10-minute walk, then a 15-minute walk. And as I was doing that, I was like, okay, I can add some other things, because I had all this confidence, because I was like, oh my gosh, girl, like you've been doing this for like 30 days now, like go you. And so I started building on this in other ways. So it started with cutting out sugary drinks. So I was still eating McDonald's, and I'd be like, I'm going to have Coke no sugar instead of Coke with sugar. It started with cutting out those E2s and chocolate milks that I was drinking and just having water. That's it. It was just walking and cutting out sugary drinks. That was challenging enough on its own, because I loved having Coke with sugar. I loved having sugary drinks. I was addicted to them. And so that was scary. That was challenging. But again, I built the confidence that I could do those small changes. Now, still to this day, I don't drink sugary drinks. That's just like a habit that I have, and I actually hate them. I don't even like juice, because I'm like, this is, it just tastes so sugary. I don't like it. And so you've got to just do small things consistently and build on that. The next tip that I have, number six, is when you fall over, get right back up. So there were days that I did not go for a walk. There were days when I did just get a chocolate milk. There were days when I did not do those things, but I did not go, oh, I'm gonna have to wait until next Monday. I'm gonna have to wait until next year. I'm gonna have to wait until January the 1st. No, I literally was like, okay, let's do better right now. Like, literally, not even waiting until tomorrow. I would like, okay, we just drank a chocolate milk. Okay, that's it. That's okay. The world's not gonna end. I'm just gonna keep going. I'm gonna still go on my walk. Don't let the negative things compound into more negative things. Just like go, okay, I'm human, I make mistakes, I've spent 20 odd years, in these cycles, in these negative habits. It's not going to stop overnight. Okay, have compassion with yourself, love yourself, but don't let it compound. Just stop it there and go, okay, let's keep going. And now if you keep on going, just literally pick yourself up, give yourself a pep talk, and just keep on going. Now, the next thing that I would really recommend doing is finding people who are on the same journey as you, finding people who are fitter than you, who are healthier than you, who are doing better than you. Now, I used to have a lot of friends where all we would do is literally like sit around, smoke weed, eat takeaways. We didn't do much, and that felt normal because that's what all my friends were doing. And so that was fully acceptable for me to be that person in that environment. But I knew that if I wanted to grow and if I wanted to change, I had to stop. I had to stop doing that. Now, I'm not saying go and cut all your friends off. I don't think that's like a nice, but you can audit your time and go, I'm going to invest my time into these relationships. I am going to spend time with people who want to go for walks. I'm going, and you can try do this with the friends that you do have. Like, hey guys, do you want to, should we go for a walk today instead of, doing this? And maybe they're not interested, maybe because not everyone is like you, not everyone has had that flip of a switch moment like you have. And so you've got to be okay with, like, maybe you're going to outgrow these friends. Be prepared to have zero friends than friends who derail your progress. And I've been through this where, oh, I moved towns basically. Some of my friends, I didn't even tell that I had moved towns. And it wasn't until, I'm not going into that. Anyways, I just moved towns and I had no friends in this new town. And I was like, that's cool, because I just started pouring absolutely everything into me, into my goals, into my progress. And so you want to surround yourself with people who are like-minded, who are on the same waka as you. But if you don't know any at that stage, do it alone. Go to the gym by yourself. It's not loneliness, it's solitude. When you are by yourself working on your goals, you're going to grow so much. You're going to learn about yourself. You're going to heal yourself. It's just incredible. And trust me, in time, you will find the most aligned, beautiful relationships. The people who are supposed to be in your life will find you. But often, you've got to make that commitment yourself before those relationships will come into your life, because they too want to hang out with people who are doing similar things as them. If you're not really, like, they're probably not going to want to hang out with you. Number eight is you cannot out-train a bad diet. So, you know how I said, at the beginning, I just focused on just walking, not my kai. That is great for getting started, for building your confidence and your momentum. However, if your goal is to lose weight, if your goal is to feel better, if your goal is to have more energy, you need to focus on nutrition and what you are putting into your body. This is just like money. If you are just focused on, say, making money, but you're not focused on what you are telling yourself about money or where that money is going afterwards, it won't matter. So you cannot out-earn having bad money habits. You cannot out-train having a bad diet. So learn ways to improve the kai that you are eating. Go on TikTok, go on, like, watch documentaries, listen to podcasts. Andrew Huberman, I love his podcast, and I've learned so much about Kai from there. One thing I would be mindful of, if you are a wahine listening to this, is to find women to listen to, because one of the mistakes that I've made is I listened too much to just men, and their bodies work very different to women's bodies. And so the advice that works for men might not work for women. As an example, things like what are they called? Cold plunges. Data shows that they are really, really good for men, but not as good for women. So just as an example, go out and find women who talk about, nutrition and things, because they're going to have it from a female lens. And so, yeah, focus on your kai, focus on what you are fueling your tinana with. And don't overwhelm yourself with, like, I'm never having a treat again, I'm never doing it. One of the things that I did for the first probably like 45 kgs of weight loss was 80-20. And that was all I focused on. Was I did it in a way where, like, Monday to Friday I had to eat like clean, and then in the weekend I was allowed to like treat myself and eat whatever I wanted. And that worked for a certain period of time until I started feeling like I just went overboard in the weekends. And then on Monday, I felt terrible. And that was not helpful for me, but it worked for a little while. Now, what I do is I have my ups and downs with Kai still. And this is something I just wanted to touch on, was that I still consider myself a food addict. Even though I have gone through this whole journey, I still have addictive tendencies towards Kai. And I still binge eat, and I still, it's something that I'm still working on, still healing, still learning how to manage. And I don't know if I'll ever be able to, like, fully heal this. I don't know. I know people who have also got, like, I don't know what else to call it except food problems. Other people who have got food problems where they grew up in that way and they've still been able to, like, become really healthy, but they still have this kind of like this, like, inner demon, this inner devil that just comes out sometimes. And so have compassion with yourself. Find non-food ways to celebrate things. This is number nine. This is really important because I didn't know how to celebrate anything without going out for food, without getting something nice to eat, without cooking something nice to eat, without going out for dinner. That was how I celebrated. And I think as Māori, as Pasifika, that's just how we do things. And that's cool sometimes when you're not overindulging and kind of just, like, out, basically out eating all of the progress that you've made. Finding non-food ways to celebrate is incredible. Now, one of the things that I found in this journey was that I used to go to the dairy and I would spend $20 on, like, I would buy honey soy chicken chips, I would buy Nippies chocolate milk, I would buy a packet of Tim Tams, maybe a Whittaker's block of chocolate. And I would eat it all in one go. And I would do this very frequently, almost every day, sometimes every day, sometimes twice a day. I was spending a lot of money on Kai. And so what I did was I started using that money to invest in myself. So, as an example, non-food ways to celebrate could be getting a massage. Now, a $100 massage is only five of those visits to the dairy. And so I started thinking of it like that, if I'm like, if I honor my tinana, I feed it with good kai, and I don't do these unhealthy things, I'm going to have more money to spend on things that are actually going to make me feel better. Now, if you still don't have money to, I say, get like a massage or something, there are different things you could do. You could go on a walk to celebrate. Like, it doesn't have to be anything crazy, but my point is, you want to celebrate the changes you're making. You want to celebrate the progress you're making, but you don't always have to spend money. You do not always have to eat something crazy. And, like, sometimes you might. Sometimes you might be like, oh my gosh, I've lost, 5 kgs and I'm going to have a cupcake. Like, cool. Just finding non-food ways to celebrate, I think, is really helpful because you're going to make so much progress. There are going to be so many things for you to celebrate. We can't be having a donut, like, multiple times a day because there are so many things you don't even realize right now that are worth celebrating. And we want to find new ways to do this. So, like, celebrate by literally, like, spending some time with yourself and putting a face mask on, or, like, having a nice night and watching, like, just finding non-Kai ways to celebrate, I think, is really helpful. Now, number 10 on my list is stop waiting for Monday and get started now. And that is getting professional support as soon as you can. So, social media is so cool, but there is only so much you can kind of take it. I would really recommend finding people who can give you personalized advice. So, I recently started getting personal training sessions for the gym. Now, I've been going to the gym for must be a couple of years now, I think, maybe less, I'm not sure. And my form is really bad, and I've had one injury from that. And I think that really could have been prevented if I had just started getting PT sessions sooner. So, this is a tip that I'm sharing from my own mistake, that I was like, no, I can figure it out myself and miss independent. And it's funny because in business, I'm like, oh my gosh, if I can pay someone to teach me how to collapse timelines, how to do something in less time, I'm all in it. But my mindset when it came to, like, Hōʻoda was, I'm not going to be making direct money from this. So I don't, like, I would fear off investing money into it. But the thing is that your body is the asset. Your body is what's going to take you to where you want to go. So it might not be a PT session, it might be a diet session, like with a dietitian. It might be literally just getting any kind of help for your hauora from a professional who can support you, a holistic person. Rongoā Māori, I've done lots of Rongoā Māori sessions, and I think that they are literally, like, the best. getting support from people who know the industry is really, really important. Basically, I just want you to start. I want you to start doing something small that you can commit to, that you can focus on, and that you can build. And I want you to habit stack. This is another thing that's actually not on the list. Habit stacking, so good. So one of the things I started doing was every time I go on a walk, I'm also going to listen to a podcast. And what that did was, not only am I exercising my body, I'm also exercising my mind. Now, just habit stack on that again. Every time I walk, I'm going to listen to a podcast, but I'm also going to make an Instagram story. So I was like, oh my gosh, I am like creating content. I'm going on a walk and I'm listening to a podcast. Now, don't overwhelm yourself. Don't be like, oh my gosh, I'm going to also do my homework while I'm on my walk as well. You know, just do like, I want you to challenge yourself, but I don't want you to overchallenge yourself where you do not stay consistent. Yeah, I hope that this podcast helps you because I get so many questions from so many people. And overall, I just want to say, like, the mindset of this is get up when you fall over. Start small, be consistent, have compassion with yourself, focus on the holistic journey, focus on healing, focus on loving yourself. Losing weight or, you know, looking after yourself isn't something that you do because you hate yourself. You do it because you love yourself. You do it because you want to live longer. You know, people say, I would do anything for my kids or I would die for my kids. Would we start living for our kids? Now, I'm not a mama, but I think about it in my whānau. Like, I have done a lot of caregiving for my kuia, and it's like I am a better mokopuna when I am looking after myself. I am a better daughter, I'm a better sister, I'm a better friend when I am looking after myself. And in this journey, which has been, you know, a couple of years, couple of good years of healing and looking after my tinana and everything like that, is I just literally had a mind blank. Oh, sorry. So in these couple of years that I've been on this journey, there have been many downs. There have been many times where I've fallen off the rails and I've been fallen into bad habits and started binge eating. And you know, the thing is that I pick myself up each and every time, and that's what matters. That's what's really important. Finding professional support so that you can hopefully prevent those falling off the rails as much as you can, and just stick at it and kia kaha, find your people, find your team, find your supporters, find your community. The gym is a great place to find people on the same journey as you. Go by yourself, you'll find some people. Like, I like training by myself. I don't really like, I've only ever trained with my brother, and that's okay because he's my brother. But I don't like training with other people. But I do, you know, I see these familiar faces at the gym, and you know, we don't really talk that much, but it's just like the hi, or you're looking good, or you know, it's just those small things. So if you're someone who likes training with people, or if you feel like you need accountability, I don't need accountability, I don't need that. That's because I've taught myself to be this way. I'm very independent. But if you need that, like, find it. Like, go out and find your people. They are out there, they are looking for you. But that is, yeah, that's basically my tips for today. If you enjoyed this episode and you found it valuable, send this to a friend, share this on your story because someone else will find it valuable too. Make sure to tag me if you do that. I would really be grateful for that. I want to share this podcast with as many people as possible so that I can create as much impact as possible. But if you've listened to this and you're like, I still have questions, girl, you didn't touch on XYZ, send me a message and I can do a part two. But yeah, that is us for today's episode, E te whānau. I hope you guys enjoyed, and I cannot wait to talk to you all again in our next episode. Mauri ora.